Good afternoon. My name is Lucy Blois, and today I will be presenting our study on the role of health literacy and self-efficacy in depressive symptoms in mothers of newborn infants. I have no relationships to disclose. I want to start off with some brief background information about the relationship among depression, health literacy, and self-efficacy, then move on to the present study. Postpartum depression affects approximately 13% of women and is associated with many adverse health outcomes for their offspring. These include newborn irritability, developmental delays, sleep problems, and child abuse. According to a Center for Disease Control and Prevention survey, 11 to 18% of women reported having frequent postpartum depressive symptoms. Some risk factors associated with postpartum depressive symptoms are low income, low education level, young maternal age, single marital status, lack of social support, and smoking during the last trimester of pregnancy. In respect to health literacy, at least 1 in 4 U.S. parents have limited literacy. Limited literacy is associated with poorer health outcomes and lower health status. A study examining the relationship between health literacy and depression found that persons with limited literacy are 3 times more likely to have depressive symptoms than those with adequate literacy skills. Furthermore, low self-efficacy is seen in samples of depressed adults with limited literacy. There is evidence that among depressed individuals with limited literacy skills, depressive symptoms decrease as self-efficacy scores improve through a literacy intervention. Research exploring the relationship among health literacy, self-efficacy, and depression has yet to be conducted in a large sample of mothers of newborn infants. Given all this information, the present study sought to examine the relationship among postpartum depressive symptoms, self-efficacy, and health literacy in mothers of 2-month-old children. We hypothesized that an inverse correlation would be observed between postpartum depressive symptoms and health literacy. We proposed that self-efficacy would mediate the relationship between health literacy and depression, such that the relationship between health literacy and depression would be lessened by self-efficacy. Mothers participated in a cluster randomized early obesity prevention trial involving pediatric resident clinics at 4 universities across the U.S. Participants were recruited during their infant's 2-month well child clinic visit. Mothers completed questionnaires assessing maternal depression and self-efficacy, as well as a health literacy measure. In order to be eligible for the study, mothers and infants had to meet the following criteria. Caregivers had to be fluent in either English or Spanish. The infant had to be between 6 to 16 weeks of age and presenting for a 2-month well child clinic visit. The infant had to be born at or after 34 weeks gestation or with a birth weight greater than 1,500 grams. And lastly, the caretaker was ineligible to participate if any significant neurological illness was present. In order to measure parental health literacy, we used the Parental Health Literacy Assessment Test, or the FLAT. Health literacy is defined as the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. The FLAT is an 8-item assessment scale designed to examine the health literacy and numeracy skills of caregivers of infants from birth to 1 year of age. Items in the FLAT assess common literacy and numeracy-related tasks that parents perform when caring for young children, including mixing infant formula, understanding breastfeeding recommendations, drawing up doses of over-the-counter and prescription medicines, and understanding nutrition labels. This is a sample question on the FLAT. Your baby has an ear infection, and the doctor puts him on amoxicillin 3 times a day, see bottle. Using the picture of the dropper, please color to where the dropper should be filled with medicine. The caregiver should shade the entire area above the 2.5 milliliter line. For our psychological measures, we use the CESD to measure depression and the Parental Health Locus of Control Scale to measure parental self-efficacy. The CESD is a reliable, valid scale that has been used for more than a decade. It's a short self-report designed to measure current levels of depressive symptomatology, including depressed mood, feelings of guilt and worthlessness, loss of appetite, and sleep disturbance. Depression on the CSD is defined as a score greater than or equal to 16. In order to measure parental self-efficacy, we use the Parental Health Locus of Control Scale, a 15-item questionnaire used to assess self-efficacy for injury prevention and healthy lifestyle. Self-efficacy is defined as a person's beliefs in their ability to perform a particular behavior successfully. Such an outlook leads to personal improvement, decreases stress, and reduces susceptibility to depression. Here are a few sample items on the self-efficacy measure. Use the following scale to rate how sure you are that you can do each thing. 1, not at all sure. 2, somewhat sure. 3, very sure. And 4, completely sure. Task 1, use a baby bottle. Task 2, know how much to feed my baby. Task 3, select the right foods for my baby. We also use the following covariates in the analysis. Caregiver's age, education, race and ethnicity, employment status, annual income, and English proficiency. The sample consisted of 780 mothers with a mean age of 27 years. 50% of mothers reported an annual income less than $20,000. 54% of mothers were unemployed and not looking for work. And 48% of mothers in our sample identified as Hispanic. A 10-unit decrease in FLAT scores was associated with increased odds of having a higher depression score. Higher depression scores were also associated with decreased maternal self-efficacy and with unemployment status. We can conclude that for this sample, maternal depression is strongly and independently correlated to maternal literacy and self-efficacy skills, specific to the tasks related to caring for infants. To my knowledge, this is the first study to document this specifically at 2 months postpartum. The analysis provided no evidence of a mediation effect. The study had some limitations. There was no clinical diagnosis of postpartum depression, and no one in our sample was depressed. Social desirability bias may have been present because our data was from self-reported behaviors, and the caregivers may have answered questions in a manner that was viewed favorably by the data collectors. Data was collected from 4 sites of predominantly low SES patients, which limits the generalizability of the results. And our study was cross-sectional. Providing caregivers with literacy enhancement skills may give individuals a sense of self-efficacy, which in turn may decrease depression consistent with previous literature. Clinicians may increase self-efficacy and lower depressive symptoms by ensuring that mothers fully understand health literacy information. To sum up, public health efforts to increase health literacy should be implemented for mothers with depressive symptomatology and low self-efficacy. I would like to acknowledge all the support of the collaborators across each of our study sites, as well as funding from the NIH and the NICHC. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on this presentation?
Yeah. Do you have any insight into why the efficacy didn't seem to really?
Well, our measure is not validated, so I think that was something to do with it. It was adapted from Bandura's self-efficacy measure, but I think that was a factor, but we found that actually being Hispanic was a mediator. So that's something that we want to look into. So Hispanic mothers it was a protective factor but the self-efficacy thing was something we need to look further into.